cold weather helped and drought hurt Duke Energy's earnings this quarter. The company announced its results on Friday, which included the effects of its settlement with federal prosecutors and a changing customer base. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Duke made $881 million for the quarter, beating analysts' expectations and up about $50 million from the same time last year. The primary reason CEO Lynn Good pointed to was the weather.
On February 20th, we set new all-time peak demand records in the Carolinas.
Another cold winter had customers cranking the heat more than expected. On the other hand, drought in Brazil hurt Duke's international business. Brazil cut back its use of Duke-owned hydroelectric dams. The company earned just $36 million, almost $100 million less than the same time last year. Weather aside, Duke's chief financial officer, Steve Young, said U.S. households are using less power.
I do continue to see usage per customer going down due to energy efficiency, due to people living more in smaller spaces, condominiums and apartments. But on the flip side of that, I also see that we are adding customers very strongly.
Young attributed much of that growth to an increasingly healthy economy. Good, the CEO, also discussed the ramifications of the $100 million settlement with federal prosecutors about criminally mishandling coal ash.
We are working through an agreement to avoid debarment with the EPA.
Good said Duke has set aside $3.5 billion to close its existing coal ash ponds in North Carolina and comply with state law. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.